Hey, we're going to continue the hour by talking about an event that's happening today. And this is a big annual event that is put on by the Public School Foundation. It's the Teacher's First Breakfast. They do it at the end of every school year over at Squids, just around the corner from us, where they celebrate the teachers who have gotten all of our kids through this eventful school year. They're always eventful school years, celebrating them with food and celebration and just a morning of feting the teachers at the end of the school year. Stephanie Yost is with the Public School Foundation and helps to put on the Teacher's First Breakfast every year. She joins us now in the studio. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. We're so excited.
Yeah. So tell us about the Teacher's First Breakfast. How does it all work? What's going on right now?
This is our 19th annual Teacher's First Breakfast. And due to COVID, we're doing a to-go model instead of coming in the restaurant, and staffing issues are hard at Squids right now. And we do this every year, and this funds gives awards honoring teachers and staff excellent recognition, classroom grants, teacher supply store we use the money for, professional development grants, grants to novice teachers, new teachers that come in, we support them as well, grants for national board certification, and grants for teachers selected to present a conference all over the state. But it's going to happen at, we're going to start, the first school pickup is a little early. We stagger them elementary, middle, and high school.
Right.
And it's going to be really wonderful. And the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group has been doing this for 19 years. And without them, this event would not be possible. So we have a lot of volunteers that are going to show up with us this morning, and we're going to get it going, and we should be out of there in probably 2.5 hours with about, I think we have about 2,200 burritos to make.
Wow.
And we have a big crew coming in to help us.
How many people to make 2,000 burritos?
Well, actually, we're going to have about 15 really great group of men from Chapel Hill that just donate their time. And they're going to be there. And last year it was pretty quick. The eggs are all ready. We're ready to wrap everything. We go the night before to set up.
Right.
And it's wonderful. And we also have other items in our breakfast that we have to count earlier in the morning to bring them to the schools with the breakfast. Mm-hmm. But it's great. So we have volunteers at the schools setting up the room for the breakfast. We have volunteers at Squids with us taking the breakfast to the school. And we also have a Rose event on, we had our Rose event on Wednesday, and we prepared 2,500 roses, and every teacher and staff member, including adjunct, like transportation, everybody got a rose, a beautiful rose. We purchased them from Wegmans.
What do the teachers, how do they always respond every year? Like, it's got to be, it's such a, just
very,
a nice little thing. Yeah.
Very happy, very joyful. They feel, you know, they just feel so good inside to know that they're, you know, really, really appreciated. That's the big thing.
What are some of your favorite memories from past breakfast?
The roses and the mailboxes at school. Just the look on the teachers' faces when you show up at the schools with the roses. Things like that, the appreciation they have for, you know, all that the Public Schools Foundation does for them.
Speaking with Stephanie Yost, and we'll have more conversations about this later on in the morning as well. We'll have the executive director, Maddie Belobe, come in. Greg Overbeck from the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group will be with us later on. But as we wrap up this conversation, if people want to help out in the cause, obviously it's going on right now, so maybe volunteering for next year. But if people want to help the foundation now get ready for next year, what can they do?
Well, actually, you can go to our website, Public Schools Foundation website. We have a big Facebook page. We're very, very active with social media. And you can make a donation. The breakfast doesn't just stop today. We continue taking those donations for a longer period of time. But we really appreciate all the parents and all the people that support our Public Schools Foundation, and especially our breakfast and the teachers' roses.
PublicSchoolFoundation.org is the website. Again, the Teacher's First Breakfast going on this morning. And thanks to the Public School Foundation and the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group for making it happen. And of course, thanks to all of the teachers for making it happen all year long. Stephanie Yost, thank you so much.
Thank you, Aaron.
We're going to continue the hour by heading back to Squids, where the Teacher's First Breakfast is going on right now. This is something that the Public School Foundation does every single year at the end of the school year to recognize and honor the teachers who have done yeoman's work all year long, especially in these increasingly eventful years with so much happening and still getting over COVID and everything. A lot of work that teachers do all year, and we're celebrating them today thanks to the Public School Foundation. Maddie Bloeb is the executive director of the Public School Foundation, and she joins us here now in the studio, taking a slight break from the Teacher's First Breakfast, which again is ongoing. Thank you so much for being with us today. Good morning.
Thank you, Aaron.
So first of all, like all of the work that's going into the Teacher's First Breakfast today is just part of the year-long mission of the Public School Foundation. So what is some of the other work that the foundation does?
Exactly. This breakfast supports all that we do for teachers, which includes classroom grants, awards, professional development opportunities. It is vital to what we do for teachers. Just this week, I've been in classrooms, seeing some of the amazing things that are happening that wouldn't be happening without funding from the breakfast. Just a couple of examples. Our middle school classrooms really in need of hands-on activities when it comes to science. Because that age, and all of us actually just learn better if we can put hands on things. So I was in a classroom this week. We'd purchased some biotech kits for those eighth graders. They were wearing their goggles and their gloves, and they were doing an experiment and growing cells in a petri dish. And the kids were also excited and engaged and asking questions. It was fabulous. And then this morning, I was able to visit Carbo Elementary. Their art teacher, Deb Cox, worked with all of the social study teachers at all grade levels, pre-K through fifth grade. And they had designed an incredible underwater biome.
Oh, man.
It was just beautiful. She incorporated all that the different classes were learning about the ocean and our environment, and sustainability and how we're polluting our oceans. And she had created a underwater environment that was lit up with black lights, and the art was all created by all the different grade levels.
Oh, man.
Even the preschool kids had created bubbles in the water. There were fish, there were starfish, there was a whale, there was a turtle, and it was amazing. Each class gets to go through this underwater environment and read facts and learn, just to reinforce what they're learning in their classes. So all of these special things that our teachers dream of, all these inventive things that our teachers know will engage students and help them learn and succeed, and are come together because of the breakfast. The funding comes from the breakfast, and we are so grateful for a generous community that make it all happen.
Speaking with Maddie Bloeb again, publicschoolfoundation.org is the website for more information on the foundation and the work they do all year long, including the Teacher's First Breakfast, which, getting back to that, what's your favorite part about the breakfast?
Well, the favorite part about the breakfast, it is fun for our board and our volunteers. We have so much fun that morning preparing the breakfast, getting it out to the schools, seeing the teachers. And I think the teachers appreciate the roses and the breakfast, but most of all, they appreciate the notes from parents. So when a parent donates, they can write a little note to their teacher. And I hear over and over again from teachers, work has been really stressful the last few years. And those little notes from teachers that let them know the impact that they're making on their child or in students really means a lot to them.
Yeah. People want to help out. How can they do it?
Well, they can donate at on our website, publicschoolfoundation.org. And you can honor one teacher, or you can make a general donation to help to honor as many teachers as possible. Our goal with this event is to raise about $100,000, and we actually provide $150,000 each year that goes back to teacher programs. One program that I think is really important that is supported by the breakfast is when a teacher applies to get their national awards. they have to pay $2,000 for this process.
Mm-hmm.
Now, eventually, once they pass their boards, they do get a bump in their salary. But that $2,000 for a teacher is a lot of money.
People don't have $2,000 just sitting around.
No, and I think the state used to pay for teachers to do this because it's really a benefit for a teacher to be nationally board certified. But they don't anymore. So the Public School Foundation, the Breakfast, helps reimburse teacher for national board fees. We reimburse 1,000 of the 2,000. We'd love to be able to reimburse the whole 2,000. But we need that's why the Breakfast is so important. We cannot do these things to support our teachers without the Breakfast and all the donations that come in from our community.
It's all about the teachers and supporting and celebrating them today. It's also about supporting the Public School Foundation and the work they do all year round. PublicSchoolFoundation.org for more information. And again, thanks today especially, but all year round to them and all of those great teachers that we have in our district who are working tirelessly all year. Maddie, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you.
We are going to continue the show by heading back to where we've been revisiting all morning long. The Teacher's First Breakfast is going on over at Squids just around the corner from us, courtesy of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group and the Public School Foundation. They do this every single year at the end of the school year, a big event to celebrate and give back to the teachers in the Chapel Hill Carborough City School District who have been working tirelessly all year long. It's also a big fundraiser for the Public School Foundation as well to spur their efforts all year. They could not do it without the help of the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. Squids has been the base for this event for many, many years. We've talked with a couple of folks from the Public School Foundation. Let's bring the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group in on this. Greg Overbeck heads up the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, and he's taking a little bit of time out from all the excitement at Squids to join us this morning. Greg, how are you?
Very good. Thanks, Aaron.
So how did Squids and the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group first get involved in this in the first place all those years ago?
Well, but I became marketing director many, many years ago now, but when I became marketing director for the group, I decided to get away from traditional advertising and try to do more in the community. I think it has more of an impact, and it certainly feels better to do that. So I had helped a couple things. We had had Mickey back at Spanky's back in the day. Had breakfast there for the Heart Association, and I was approached by the Public School Foundation. They wanted to do a revenue sharing program where all the restaurants in our group would give a percentage of sales one night, and we found that those kind of events don't really raise that much money, and truthfully, you're getting donations from people that have no idea that they're taking part in the effort to get money for the organization. So we talked about it back and forth. We kind of batted ideas back and forth, and I mentioned the Heart Breakfast, and then we took off from there. And the first year, you know, they sold tickets for the teachers to be able to come to the breakfast, and we did about $5,000. And then the next year it was $8,000, and the next year it was $15,000. And now it's grown into an event that's raised in, I think now 17 years. We took a year or two off for COVID there, mm-hmm. but it's raised over $1 million to help recertify teachers and get awards for teachers and help kids with buying school supplies or uniforms or whatever. So it's a wonderful organization, and we were absolutely thrilled to be able to help them like we have.
What work goes into it on your end, the staff at Squids? What do they do to help out?
Well, you know, we've changed the breakfast some because of COVID, and we'd like to go back to the old model. But in the past, it was getting a lot of bacon and a lot of sausage and a lot of eggs and a lot of fruit. And, you know, we worked for a week preparing all that stuff, getting ready for the breakfast. Mm-hmm. And I think we usually fed, the last time we did it was probably 2019, where we fed people in the building at Squids. And we fed about, I think, somewhere around 1,000 people inside. And then we did about 1,000 to-goes
Wow.
that were delivered, because a lot of the teachers couldn't make it because of starting times at
Right.
the schools. But last year and this year, we've done to-go only, which is a little easier. Well, it's a lot easier to prepare for, truthfully. But what we're still trying to do is have a treat for the teachers, but most importantly, raise money for the organization.
What are some of your favorite memories?
I tell you, you know, it's always great, and it's fun when all the teachers are there and the staff from the schools, but mm-hmm. the really fun part is the part you have to work in a restaurant to understand it, but seeing all the effort and everything you've done come together. To accomplish a thing like feeding 2,000 people in a couple hours, it's really, really impressive. And, you know, normally Pete and Kenny, my partners, would be there. And, you know, we'd get there. I used to get there about 3 in the morning and making coffee. And then Pete would get there a little bit later than that. And Pete and Kenny would get there a little later than that. And, you know, we were all working and all the volunteers. And it's just a tremendous bustle and everything's going on. But it somehow takes place amazingly smoothly. And it accomplishes a lot. So that's what really I've gotten out of it. I don't have any particular one memory, but just all of us, you know, Pete and Kenny and I have been together since, God, back in the 70s. So,
nice.
You know, still doing something like that and being in the kitchen together again, it was a lot of fun.
Do you prefer, like, being in the heat of it, or do you prefer getting to the end and going, look at what we did?
Well, by that time, you're so tired. I mean, truthfully.
After getting up at 2 o'clock in the morning to get there at 3, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, when you know you have to get up at 2:30 or whatever, you're not sleeping.
You're not
really
sleeping,
well
yeah.
No. I go to sleep late anyway, so you know, I'm like, honey, I'm going to bed at 8 o'clock, and I
sure
get in bed,
are.
And I'm wide-eyed, and I'm like, there's no way I'm going to go to sleep. So by the time it gets through.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we have to take equipment back to the other restaurants.
Right,
and
right.
There's still tasks to be done after the last teacher or school staff leaves. So it's more fun during the event when you've got that energy going. When it's over, it's just like, okay, I need a couple days sleep now.
Well, it's an amazing event. And again, it's to celebrate all of the hundreds and thousands of teachers and staff in our community for the great work they do every single year. Wouldn't be possible without the Public School Foundation. They do incredible work all year long as well. And again, their website is publicschoolfoundation.org. They're always looking for additional support today and every day. And it certainly wouldn't be possible without Greg and the great folks at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group, especially Squids, which has been the home base for the Teacher's First Breakfast for many years and will continue to be. Greg, I'll let you get back to it and get some sleep later, but thank you so much for being with us today.
All right, thank you, Aaron, and thanks to WCHL for supporting the breakfast, too. You guys have done an amazing job over the years, and we really appreciate that.